Being good with money isn't a personality type, it's a practice. Here is how to start. Michelle Jennings, Chief Executive of Blue. For many South Africans, money isn't a neat spreadsheet or a long-term plan, it's a daily source of pressure. It's juggling debit orders, worrying about unexpected costs, and hoping nothing goes wrong before payday. If managing money feels harder than it should, or like something other people have figured out, you're not alone. According to the 2025 Debt Busters Money Stress Tracker, 70% of South Africans experienced money stress and nearly all of them felt it at home, at work and in their health. That's not a personal failing, just a shared reality. Financial literacy isn't about having a finance degree or knowing every clause in your policy documents, says Michelle Jennings, Chief Executive of Blue. It's about small, steady habits that help you stay in control of your money and your peace of mind. Here's where most of us can start. Know what's coming off your account. Set aside 10 minutes this month to go through your bank statement. Look for debit order collections you don't recognize or no longer need. You might find a subscription you forgot about, a stop order that's been running past its purpose, or a transaction that simply doesn't look right. Catching these things early is one of the simplest ways to take back a measure of financial control. It will also give you an idea of what is going on in your account. Sometimes that's the best place to start. The 1 minute win. Scroll back exactly 30 days in your banking app. If you see a name you don't recognize, that's your starting point. Read before you sign. Whether it's an insurance policy, a credit agreement, or a phone contract, take a moment to understand what you're agreeing to. You don't need to read every line of the fine print, but knowing the key terms, what you're covered for, what the cost is, and what happens if you miss a payment. It makes a real difference when you actually need that information. Remember, as a Blue member, you're part of a community rooted in mutuality. It's never a bother asking for a simple explanation. Stay intentional about how you pay online. Digital banking is a tool, not a trap. More of us are managing our finances digitally, from internet banking to payment apps. That convenience is worth holding onto, but it also means staying alert. Check that you're on a secure site before entering your details and look twice at any payment request that feels unfamiliar. Staying aware isn't about fear, it's about being present in your financial decisions. Give yourself permission to not know everything. Perhaps the most underrated financial habit is this: asking questions. Whether that's talking to your bank, your financial advisor, or someone you trust, reaching out when you're unsure is a sign of financial maturity, not a gap in your knowledge. People become more confident when they have support. That's the thinking behind financial togetherness, that no one should have to figure this out alone, explains Jennings. Financial well-being isn't built in a day, and it doesn't require perfection. It's built through small, consistent steps. A statement checked, a debit order collection cancelled, a question asked. Ends. Author. At Michelle Jennings. Blue plus posts bio at Michelle Jennings. Blue financial anxiety. Here's how to calm the storm. Share on your socials.